Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. People, bless the mother of Jesus because you gave him life and feed him. But Jesus added, more important, more blessed are those who do the will of God. In a certain sense, he's praising his mother because she trusts the will of God. Today also we are blessed if we follow the word of God, if we do the will of God, every present moment. The Holy Spirit is in us. He gives us some inspiration at times. When there's peace, 99% comes from God. If you doubt or kind of uneasy feeling, it could be come from the Satan. Jesus gives us peace. Satan that distract us. Because no peace. When there's no peace, we won't have so much time for our prayer. Many times we have so much time to solve the problem. But most important, we have to listen to the voice, the inner voice. Ask this grace. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Tell Jesus, we want to follow God alone. No matter what happened, just tell Jesus, I need your help. I need your light. I need your grace. Be humble. Open to God. Jesus says, whatever is impossible for man is possible for God. Jesus is always ready to give a helping hand. Tell Jesus on a daily basis, I trust you. I give everything in your hand. I want to follow you. That's the way we keep our peace. When there's no peace, 99% doesn't come from God. Let us pray together today. That we, moment by moment, with love, even conditional love, to love the people surrounding us, around us, do everything with a pure heart, just to serve God, to love God.